AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Godspeed, John Glenn. Godspeed, indeed.
A memorial service is underway at Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, for former Senator and former astronaut John Glenn. It's being called a celebration of life. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden talked about John Glenn's trip into space when Glenn was 77.
I was so proud to see this American legend soar again on Discovery's STS-95 mission. Just as with his first flight, he planted a seed that someday Americans from all walks of life might experience space and the wonder of our planet from orbit.
Vice President Joe Biden is among those expected to speak in Columbus. John Glenn died last week. He was 95. A top city official in Corpus Christi, Texas, says there were three reports of dirty water before the warning went out not to drink the city's water due to a chemical leak at an asphalt plant. The official also says the city of Corpus Christi has not found evidence of water contamination. Two people were killed in a crash on Interstate 95 in Baltimore.
This is the worst car pileup that we've ever seen.
Mayor Catherine Pugh says 55 cars were involved. A gas tanker skidded off a highway and exploded. Freezing rain has made roads treacherous in the Mid-Atlantic and in the Carolinas. Snow is on the ground in New York, Ohio, and Indiana. Meantime, below-zero temperatures are blanketing the Midwest. 40 vehicles were involved in a crash on a snow and ice-covered interstate highway in northeastern New Mexico. No immediate reports of any injuries. The surgeon who created the life-saving Heimlich maneuver has died. Dr. Henry Heimlich died early today at a hospital in Cincinnati. He was 96. The University of Minnesota football team has decided to abandon its threat to boycott the Holiday Bowl. One of the players says the team decided that playing football is larger than just them. They had threatened to skip because of a suspension of 10 players accused of sexual assault. This is AP Radio News. Today is National Wreaths Across America Day.
Despite the cold, icy conditions, 245,000 wreaths were placed on markers at Arlington National Cemetery.
Even with all the cold and the wet and the rain and the snow and the sleet today, there's over 25,000 people here in Arlington. It's amazing.
Wreaths Across America spokeswoman Amber Karen.
It's an incredibly emotional thing, and it's amazing to see all the kids here, too. It's just people are really passionate about participating in this program.
A program that includes 1.2 million wreaths this year, placed in over 1,200 locations across the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
This is insect hunting season in Uganda. On a good day, many children will walk away with plastic bags filled with grasshoppers to fry and eat as a snack. Grasshoppers are a delicacy this time of year in Uganda. One man says his wife fries them with some onions and a little bit of salt. They're very tasty, very crunchy in your mouth. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.